Bald eagles were first sighted at Cave Run Lake back in 2004. Before that time, there had never been a known bald eagle population at Cave Run, since the man-made lake was built in the mid-60s, at a time when human activity had caused bald eagles to leave the state of Kentucky entirely. Since 2004, the number of eagles has remained pretty steady, but recently their numbers have started to rise. Dave Manor is the Cumberland District Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service and says there are now 4 confirmed nests around Cave Run Lake.
Well, we've had 2 up until a couple of years ago. We picked up, just in a short span of time, picked up 2 more reports of nests, and they've been checked out.
Because the bald eagle is considered an opportunistic predator with a diet consisting largely of fish, Cave Run Lake is prime real estate for its nests. As a federally protected species, eagle populations are closely watched by the U.S. Forest Service and biologists. Any reported nests in the area are confirmed and monitored regularly. Manor says nesting eagles produced a number of hatchlings this summer.
State biologists have done surveys this summer and noticed that we've got at least 5 eagles hatched and probably as many as 7 or 8.
Bald eagles lay their eggs in late winter, usually February. The hatchlings emerge from their shells around 35 days later and spend the summer growing. Sometime later, usually in July, they've grown the feathers necessary for them to fly and are called fledglings. As soon as the fledglings have learned needed survival skills, they leave their nests. 4 to 5 years after that, the juvenile birds are ready to breed, and Manor says they prefer a familiar location when that time comes.
The young that hatch and fledge in an area will come back to that general area, in other words, Cave Run Lake, and establish their own breeding territories.
He says it's very likely that the new nests that have been found belong to the bald eagles that were originally fledged in the Cave Run area. Put 2 and 2 together, and it looks like the eagle population at Cave Run will continue to grow, and that's good news for anyone hoping to catch a glimpse of an American bald eagle. However, as with any wildlife, and especially a protected species, Manor says it's important to give the eagles a wide berth.
We appreciate the public's interest and respect for the areas, and we ask the public to stay away from nests if they see one in the nest that we have now.
Manor adds that if anyone from the public sees a nest they think belongs to a bald eagle, they should report it to the U.S. Forest Service so it can be monitored. Keep in mind that repeated disturbances can cause the eagles to leave their nests and the area. So, if you decide you want a closer look, use binoculars. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.